They are the greatest sports writers in history. Red Smith, Grantlin Rice, Damon Runyon. One day this man will have read them all. The program's NFL insider, Bob Glauber.
Yes, indeed, Bob Glauber, our NFL insider. You know he's a big deal. Bob Glauber writes for the New York Newsday and such. Brought to you by our friends at Worth Harley Davidson North, I-29 and Tiffany Springs. Great time to buy as they're getting their inventory back up more and more and more. Beautiful Harley Davidsons, new and used. Nobody does a better job of getting you onto the Harley of your dreams than the guys at Worth. Rick Worth, Chris Caron, all the guys. Be happy to help you out. The ladies as well, whether it's parts for the Harley you already got, whether it's gear, whether it's leathers, whether it's the boots, the helmets, whatever you need. And, of course, the beautiful Harley-Davidson itself. If you've got a title, they'll trade for it. Something with a title. They've traded for trailers, boats, cars, bikes, even an airplane, I believe, once. Worth Harley-Davidson North, nobody does a better job of getting you financed. And nobody has a better selection of Harley-Davidson motorcycles than Worth Harley-Davidson North. 9400 Northwest Prairie View Road. If you're going to GPS it, go see him today. We are on the Jim Beam Bourbon Tour. It's my favorite tour. Love me some Jim Beam. And we've had so many great friends of the program that have come up and talked to us here. I have not had a chance to get over and buy my Jim Beam as I am out. I want to get some of the extra aged. You can come sample all the wonderful flavors of Jim Beam Bourbon. It's right here by us. Come in the door. Take a right. You can't miss us, the Jim Beam ladies. I'll be happy to give you a sample. They've even got some mixers if you want to try it with some of the wonderful mixers. It's the number one bourbon in the world for a reason, people. Wonderful flavor, the Jim Beam. Come check it out. You can sample all the great flavors like peach and apple. They got the fire, the honey, the vanilla, the red stag. Come on out and take advantage of it. It's Jim Beam. And when you get it, if you get a bottle right here, you even get one of the stadium bags. It's clear. It's perfect for going through security. Got the Jim Beam logo on it. It will be perfect for taking out to Arrowhead Stadium. When you're at Arrowhead, make sure you stop by the Jim Beam Stillhouse Bar. It's right next to the Hall of Fame. And you can get refreshed with a little Jim Beam Peach Lemonade. Let's talk some football. Bob Glauber on the Sprint guest line as we speak. Bob, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm surrounded by flavors of Jim Beam. The good people of the Northland up here in Gladstone as we were at 500 Northeast Perry Road, and met a lot of friends of the program. And one guy who said he's not a big fan of yours.
Who is not a fan of mine?
I'm just kidding, but I will start you with this, Bob. Everyone's a fan of the great Bob Glauber, trust me. But I will start you with this because our friend Sean just stopped by here, and he said, you've got to save me. You're the only man that can do it. Because my head is going to explode if I hear even one more person complain about the play calling of Andy Reid, in particular, calling the quarterback sneak, that if you're going to complain about the quarterback sneak, you have to complain about every pass play he's called since he injured his ankle, because that's where he hurt his ankle. That's where he's been at risk. And so in an effort to save the cranium, the brain, everything from the neck up on our buddy Sean, please tell me you're not going to complain about Andy Reid going with the quarterback sneak there last night when Patrick Mahomes got hurt.
Oh, I think it was a terrible call. I don't think you can get around that, because Bill Belichick is the greatest coach in the history of the NFL, and he has terrible calls routinely, because he has Tom Brady have quarterback sneaks for first downs, for touchdowns, for any number of plays. Tom Brady, i.e. 42-year-old quarterback, best quarterback in NFL history. So, no, it's like you can't put that on Andy Reid. It's a quarterback sneak, and it happens, and Patrick Mahomes is a strong person, and I know it happened. You know what? When you step onto a football field, you risk injury, and the time when he really exacerbated the ankle, when he's fading back and he gets hit by an offensive lineman, that, ouch, it hurts just to watch that replay. It happens. No, you can't get on Andy Reid for calling a quarterback sneak. At least I'm not going to do that.
What is it, 183 times? I think I've heard somebody quoted that Tom Brady's run a quarterback sneak and he hasn't gotten hurt. It's 183-0. Good enough reason to go with it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, if you have a quarterback who can run the sneak and do it effectively, you use it. I mean, it's not, you know, you're not going far. I know you're leaving yourself open to contact with a lot of big bodies down there, but, I mean, Brady has made a living on that play over the years, and the Patriots, I mean, they've won six Super Bowls, lost another two, and Tom Brady routinely runs quarterback sneaks. He runs them at age 42. He ran them at age 25. It's, you know, that's what you do.
It is what you do, to be honest with you. It's what you have to do. You're trying to win a football game. If he's good enough to go out there, you play the game to win the game. Right? That's exactly what you have to do. I know everybody after the fact wants to go back and, you know, in a crystal ball, change everything and you know, well, let's not call a pass play on the one where his ankle got hurt and should have run it. I mean, listen, this is football. This is how it works. And if you're going to play football, you're going to run the risk of injury. And I'm sorry, that's how it works. So what do you think of their chances? We're thinking it might be four games. We're here in 2 to 4, 3 to 6 weeks. They've got a week from Sunday night, the Packers at home and the Vikings at home. Then they go to the Titans. Then they play in Mexico against the Chargers. Then they have a bye week. So they can get 6 weeks and 2 days away from the injury by not playing in the next four games. What do you think they look like against those opponents with Matt Moore at quarterback?
Well, I think if they go basically 500, I mean, that's not that easy a group of teams to play. That, you know, the Titans, I don't know what they are. We'll see if Ryan Tannehill can inject some life into them. The Chargers, I don't know what they are, but I know they're a divisional rival, and that always, you know, throws a little bit of a wild card in there. So I would expect that he would miss most, if not all, of that time. I think it's a smart thing to do. I think it's mostly a best-case scenario that they've got so far. I think you always leave open the possibility that this thing might be worse, but I mean, I think that so far they've, you know, cross your fingers, they've gotten good news on this with no fracture and just a dislocation. It's a knee, so it's obviously painful. But I think if they can structurally get it to the point where he's not going to hurt himself when he goes back out there, that's what's going to determine it. I don't think they're going to be stupid with Patrick Mahomes and put him out there before he's truly ready. This is just, you know, he's too valuable a player. He's too valuable a part of this franchise to risk one or two games before a bye that you put him in there. So I think they have the luxury of that, you know, relatively late bye. And I think it really is in their best interest to probably wait until then, unless that thing gets so much better that it's like he's not going to, you know, risk hurting himself more if he goes out there and plays.
So what would you predict they do in those next four games?
Give me the opponents again.
Yep. Sunday night football is next. So a week from Sunday night, they host the Packers. Then they host the Vikings. And then they go to the Titans. Mm-hmm. And then they play the Chargers in Mexico.
All right. I'll say 2-2 or 3-1. You want to put a gun in my head? 2-2. They win the second.
I really
two.
Don't. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not sure where that comes from there, Bob.
I'll say gun to my head. I'll say 2-2.
Okay, 2-2. That sounds about right to me. That sounds about right to me.
Okay.
And if they go 3-1, is everybody back off of jumping all over Andy Reid, because they've been all over him for the last couple of weeks?
For what? For not having a better record and for losing to the Colts?
He doesn't care about defense. He doesn't care about it at all. He won't do anything offensively. There's so many things he could clearly do to protect his defense, but he just has no interest whatsoever. That's what I've read from some of the national pundits, some of the people like yourself. Are you choking to death there, or what's going on, man?
No, I just, you know, you could hear that. I put the phone away from me. Sorry. Happens. Have you ever had a problem with your voice on the radio?
Never. My voice is golden.
I believe I came to your rescue with the honey solution a couple of years back, much to your annoyance that I was correct about it.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but my memory works like a great corner. I remember no defeats of any kind.
You lost big on that one, my friend, and you know it. I apologize for having to clear my throat. Where were we? Listen, Andy Reid, so last night's game, the defense, that was just an aberration. The defense was just so overpowering. It was like, you know, Denver's offense stinks. Their offensive line is terrible. Flacco takes too much time to get rid of the ball. So was that kind of day? It was more Broncos suck and not that the Chiefs defense had a great game?
I'm not hearing that here in town. Here in town, mostly people are just worried about, you know, Patrick Mahomes. They don't want to actually talk as much about the football game. And then they want to bitch about the play call. Like, how could you possibly run a quarterback sneak? I've heard a lot of that. And the justification of, no, you're not understanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he shouldn't risk the quarterback. Yeah, I know. I got it. And it's football, and guys get hurt. There's a lot of that. But what my point to you was, coming into this game, a lot of national pundits, probably the ones that are sideways with Reed or he didn't give him a quote or whatever, you know, that how you national guys are. You have your favorites that you always smooch up to. And then you have the guys that you don't like, and so anytime they're down a little bit, you go to kicking on them. And those guys that come out of the woodwork saying, like, because they've had to swallow it with how good Andy Reid's been. Maybe they said, you know, Mahomes isn't going to be any good. And so they've had to watch him be an MVP and almost go to a Super Bowl. And so now they've got their chance. They've lost two in a row. And the defense sucks, and therefore it's Andy Reid's fault because he doesn't call the offense right. They've come out of the woodwork for that. I'm curious, will people like that, you know, what will it take to shut them up now?
All right, could you just fill me in on, I haven't really seen a lot of that. You're reading more of that than I am. Tell me where this is coming from. Seriously.
Who's Michael Lombardi was one.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, Lombardi, I don't know, he's a Belichick guy, and I look at Lombardi's criticism and I'm like, okay. But I don't think you can say that about Andy Reid. Unless you could say he didn't wait, he didn't pull the plug soon enough on Bob Sutton. But he got a guy in Steve Spagnuolo who was an aggressive play caller, and you saw that last night. I mean, how good was that defense last night? That defense, you know, without Chris Jones, and again, I get it that it's Denver, but you know, Denver had won two games in a row. It had a little momentum there, playing at home. So I don't think you discount that. Andy Reid, the way he called, if you're not going to call plays with a great quarterback like Patrick Mahomes and unbelievable skill position players, I think collectively the best in the league, when you've got that, what are you want to grind it out? You go ground and pound? Come on. Is that what you'd want from that? No. You'd want to maximize the capability of that offense, and he has. Now, I think when the quarterback, interesting that Patrick Mahomes talked about man coverage and they're struggling with that. That was a little unusual. A lot of times when, you know, quarterbacks get hurt more when it's zone coverage and they just can't kind of fight their way out of it because teams, when they play zone, are taking away the deep stuff. So it was interesting that happened. But I think Andy Reid adjusts. I think he's a terrific offensive play caller, one of the best in NFL history. So I don't know. That one gets me. I don't know about that one.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that defense. Was it more the Chiefs' defense or was it more the Broncos' offense? We'll do that with Bob Glauber. He's brought to you by our friends at Worth Harley-Davidson North. Bob, by the way, I sent you a message. You need to check it out during the break. If you're on your cell phone, I don't know if you're talking to us on your cell phone. We are live at Price Chopper in the Northland, 500 Northeast Berry Road. It's the northeast corner of North Oak and Berry Road. It's the Jim Beam Bourbon Tour. Listen, you ain't working no more. Nobody works after about 2 o'clock on a Friday. So come on, get stocked up on everything you need for the weekend here at Price Chopper, and get stocked up on your Jim Beam. You can sample all the wonderful flavors. The Jim Beam ladies will be happy to let you sample the honey, the vanilla, the red stag, peach, apple, the Jim Beam Fire. It is all here, wonderful flavors of Jim Beam for you to sample right now at Price Chopper. All part of the Jim Beam Bourbon Tour, the world's number one bourbon. It's here and ready for you to sample at Price Chopper.
New time, same team. The program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, let me ask you a question. Do you like to make a cocktail at home, but then you find out, oh, I'm just too tired. It's been a long day at work. I don't want to go through it all. If you love a good mixed drink or a cocktail like a Cosmopolitan, Margarita, Old Fashioned, but whether going through all the ingredients, putting it all together, it's just too much for you, right? You say, I can't do it at home. Actually, you can. You can make one of these at home all at the push of a button using the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. It's a pod-based premium cocktail machine. The pods have all the ingredients for each drink. The machine adds the water and the carbonation. Very convenient. You choose your drink, insert the pod, press start. It's ready to go in 60 seconds. Cocktails, spritzers, beer, sangria, mixed drinks. They come out ice cold, so they are delicious and refreshing every single time. Listen, you can reward yourself after a long day. There's nothing better than coming home. I know, trust me. After a long day at work of dealing with people like Jed and Curtis, you just say, I could use a cocktail, and all I want to do is press a button to get it. You can do it. It comes with the wonderful DrinkWorks Home Bar, right? So right now, reward yourself. And you can also be a hero. You have friends over, right? Nothing better than being able to make everybody's cocktail perfectly. You can do it, right, if you've got the DrinkWorks. Right now, you can get the DrinkWorks Cocktail Maker by going to drinkworks.com, DrinkWorks.com, and use the promo code SOREN50, SOREN50. 50 Seren 50. When you check out, if you use that promo code, you're going to save $50 off the retail price of $299. You'll pay just $249 for this premium cocktail machine. 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and you save $50 when you use the promo code Seren50. My first name, SOREN 50. When you check out at drinkworks.com, save $50. They ship it to you for free. So don't wait. This offer is for a limited time, so take advantage of it right now. That's drinkworks.com, and use the promo code SOREN50, SOREN50, when you check out. Remember, please enjoy responsibly.
All right, the good sense, end of the hour answer. Who was the last Chiefs quarterback to start consecutive games because of an injury to the starter?
Oh, boy. Oh. Well, we've had a Chase Daniels start for Alex Smith, but that was just one game.
Mm-hmm.
Because of an injury. Consecutive games because of an injury. Did Castle go down for two or three with, like, something? And who would have I know we had Palco, but he only started the one game, right?
Tyler Palco started four consecutive games in 2011. He is not the answer, though.
Oh, it's somebody since 11.
Mm-hmm.
So was it somebody in 12, or is it the Andy Reid era?
It was in 12.
Hmm. So that last – oh, Tyler Thigpen.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, not Tyler Thigpen.
Now, Thigpen was –
I don't know. You got me. I can't believe this.
It is actually, and I did some research on this to make sure. It was actually Matt Castle. 2012, Castle starts the first five games. He gets hurt in the Raven game. That was the game where the crowd cheered and Eric Winston was disgusted. He was not cleared the next week. Brady Quinn started. He was cleared the following week, but Cornell stayed with Quinn, and he's the starter. Quinn gets hurt in that game, a concussion, and is not cleared for 2 weeks. So Matt Castle started back-to-back games because Brady Quinn was hurt. Matt Castle is actually the last Chiefs backup quarterback to start two games because of an injury.
Question sucks.
Thank you. Curtis has been so
proud
of that
question
all day.
It's Matt
I have
Castle.
Heard it 100 times.
It's Matt Castle.
Bob Glauber, our NFL insider, is with us. Bob, did that question suck or not?
Curtis, you twisted yourself into a pretzel like I've never seen before in trying to explain that one.
God, Bob, you should have heard the opening. It's a Curtis Siebold day, because in the open I asked the question about the defense. Is it more about the Chiefs' defense? Was it more Chiefs or more about the Broncos? And Curtis announced that it was 60% the Broncos, but of the 40% that was the Chiefs, two-thirds of it was attitude.
I have clarified that, though. I did this on Twitter. And I said the effort, defensive effort was. Now, here's the breakdown I came up with.
I don't want to hear it.
Yes, it's
pretty
good.
I don't
want to
hear it. I want to run from it.
It was 57% Broncos defense, 29% Chiefs defense, 8% Mahomes emotion, 4% bone broth, and 2% milk.
I mean, he literally...
He's such a special man.
Yeah, that word's been used. Trust me.
Bob Glauber's on our Sprint guest line right now.
I'm not
normal. Brought to you by our friends at Worth Harley-Davidson North. I am on the road. Come see us here, 500 Northeast Berry Road. We're signing people up to win this beautiful Yeti backpack cooler. It's top of the line, as good as it gets. The ultimate for your tailgate, to be able to throw it on your back and take it wherever you want. We're just going to give it to somebody. All we need is a name and a number. So come sign up. And while you're signing up, make sure you sample the wonderful flavors of Jim Beam. It is the Jim Beam Bourbon Tour. And you can come try it right here. Find out which one's your favorite. Honey, vanilla, red stag, peach, apple, Jim Beam Fire. You can try them all right here at your Price Chopper here in the Northland, as we are on the northeast corner of North Oak Traffic Way and Berry Road. So we'd love to see you here in the program. We're talking to Bob Glauber, our NFL insider. We just gave away great food from Good Sense. GoodSenseSubs.com. That's what my family's doing. I'm going Good Sense twice today. I had it for lunch. Curtis, Jed, and I did. We did not order in advance because it was last-minute decision. But my family is ordering in advance at GoodSenseSubs.com and picking it up and taking it to our tailgate for the high school football. You can also download the Good Sense app on your phone and make sure you're signed up for that loyalty club, because you get 10% back every single time. It's the best thing going, GoodSenseSubs.com. Bob, by the way, just real quick, I don't want to talk about it on the air.
This is my cookie, by the way, I got from Good Sense today. I'm going to have that now.
Yes, Curtis
now, so.
Is just now crushing his cookie.
Yes.
Did you get the piece of business you need to work on?
Did I get the piece of the picture you sent me?
Yeah, I gave you a tip to follow. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. You're a sick man. You're ill. You're ill.
That was done to
and
me.
Oh, is that
no?
Right?
Don't talk about it.
What?
No, we're not going to talk about it.
See, that's terrible. You can't let the listener. You know, come on. It's just not fair to people. What Sarandon was really cruel. He was really cruel, but you know,
it was done to me. It was done to me, Bob. So okay. I therefore have had to do it to
you
as many people
me.
As I can. I got Jed. I got you.
I got Scotty during the break.
If you are driving around and you're
I
not sure what we're talking
it,
about.
Though.
And Jed got me,
huh?
By the way.
But I can't. I feel funky if I participate in this, you know, pass it on. I was like, oh, my God, that's really tough. But maybe okay. I will. Good.
All right, we'll see. You know, do with it. I gave you the tip. What you do with it is your business, Bob. That's all I'm going to say. So you go figure
yeah,
it
thank
out.
Thank you. Hey, listen. I appreciate that. You, I know you're always looking out for me, and I do appreciate that. Thank you. You psycho.
Oh, when I got busted with it, I was like, oh, that's fantastic. I've got to go get people. All right, listen, let's talk about that defensive effort. Is it more the Chiefs' defense coming together under Steve Spagnuolo, or is it the Broncos' offense just sucks big time?
Well, I think it's probably a little bit of both. Denver's offense is just so weird, and Flacco is just not – He's not what he was. I think the league isn't what it was. And, you know, for a long time, the expression, you know, you win Super Bowls from the pocket. And that is true, and Tom Brady is the greatest example of that. He can't run. But, you know, Flacco was getting rid of the ball, or he was getting sacked so fast. At, you know, and there were times I'm looking at him like, all right, is he not getting rid of the ball fast enough? That was part of it, but the Chiefs were just getting there. So I do think, and I've seen Spagnuolo's defense work, okay? I saw him up close with the Giants, and they won the Super Bowl his first year there. But don't forget, in the first two games of that season, they gave up a combined 80 points in the first two games. Now, they had it took a while to get it together, but once they got together, they were terrific. And what he did, something very ingenious, he would take defensive ends and put them in the middle. And, you know, Justin Tuck was a defensive end. He put him in the middle. And if you remember the Super Bowl that year, the Giants got to Tom Brady. They kind of they showed the kryptonite of Tom Brady was getting him up the middle. And that was huge. But he had a lot more talent collectively on that Giants defense than he does now. The one thing that is somewhat consistent is the front seven. Now, you know, without Chris Jones, that's a big loss. But the front seven is somewhat similar. Back end, not great. But when you have the front seven playing that well and playing like they did last night, it doesn't matter who's on the back end because the quarterback is not going to stand a chance. That was a very, very good defensive performance.
I agree, and you can only look good against who you play, look good or bad against the team that's in front of you, and so that's who they had to play, so this is part of who they are. And I do think a big part of it is, first of all, you mentioned playing the defensive ends on the inside. To go do that is NASCAR package that he had back in the day. To go do that, though, you got to stop the run, right? You can't be constantly facing second and one and third and one. To be able to do that, you've got to get them into obvious passing downs. And that was the big thing that happened last night. After giving up 180 yards plus in four consecutive games, they only gave up 71. And so if they can do that, what I think we saw, if they can stop the run, Spagnuolo can dial some things up. Because if you look at who got the sacks, Anthony Hitchin, middle linebacker, got two. Frank Clark, defensive end, got two. Okafor, defensive end, got two. Agba, defensive end, who will play inside sometimes, got one. Reggie Ragland, linebacker, got one. Armani Watts, safety, got one. So when you're getting, you know, what is it, four sacks, four of your nine sacks? I think that's right. Two, four, six, or is it three? I guess three of your nine sacks are coming from, no, I was right, two from one linebacker, one from another linebacker. Yeah, four of your nine sacks are coming from guys that aren't on that defensive line. You dialed some things up. I mean, I think some real credit needs to be given to Spagnuolo. I know the Broncos' offensive line isn't any good, and they made them look that way. That's what you're supposed to do, and they did it. So credit should be given.
Yes, I agree with you. And when's the last time that was the most sacks since when? Was that a club record?
No, it can't be a club record. I mean, okay, yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure the Derek Thomas days there were you know more, but I mean, we didn't see that kind of defense in the Bob Sutton era. I mean, maybe a game or two here or there, but I mean, that was. I'm looking at that, and I'm like, hey, here's Spagnuolo. He's getting it done. And I was like, oh, man, what's happening? You know, the Colts game, they just did not look good against the run. And that run has been – the run defense is no question that's a problem. And they've got to get that squared away on a consistent basis, not just against a team like Denver. But that's it, man. That's the magic of what the guy we call Spags. And that's why Spags is a beloved coach pretty much wherever he goes. He's had mixed results after that Super Bowl with the Giants. But I think he's a good, quality, aggressive coach who players absolutely adore playing for.
Tied for the third most sacks by a Kansas City Chiefs team. They had 11 versus the Browns on September 30th of 1984. They had 10 versus the Raiders on September 6th. And this is tied for third, along with a game in 69-90. And then in 2013, they had nine against the Raiders. So that from the Chiefs release. I knew I'd seen it somewhere just yesterday. So thanks to the Chiefs PR department for breaking that down. All right. You know, were you ever a big fan of Matt Moore at all?
Matt Moore is a serviceable quarterback. In you know, coming off the bench, if he's got to start a game or two, when you're looking beyond that, you're limited.
Okay.
I saw a lot of Matt Moore in his days with the Dolphins, and he loved being the backup quarterback there. He would play well in spot duty, but when he had to play on an everyday basis, it was people are going to figure him out, and he's not the kind of talented quarterback that's going to carry a team. But I think as far as the backup quarterbacks in the NFL, he's probably middle of the pack to a little bit above that.
The Chiefs carried the ball 27 times for 80 yards. LeSean McCoy had 12 for 64, so he did well. I thought it was interesting. During the week, he was asked about them struggling to run the ball, and he said, "What are you talking about?" And I think he was kind of getting at, I ain't struggling to run the ball. Like, maybe we're not running it enough. Maybe others are. But I'm not struggling to run the ball. Again, 12 for 64 for him. The other three running backs that carried the ball, Damian Williams, had 9 carries for 7 yards. Anthony Sherman, 2 carries for 7 yards. And Darrell Williams, 2 carries for 1 yard. How big a problem is a lack of the run from anybody named LeSean McCoy and the Chiefs seemingly not willing to give him more than 10 or 12 carries? How much is that going to be a problem? Like, I love what they did defensively, but it should be pointed out they did manage just while they got to 30 points. There was a scoop and score in there at point blank range from Reggie Ragland. So the offense didn't just, light it up. They only had 271 yards of offense. Are we breezing past that too fast here in town because of what the score was and not paying attention to that they really weren't that great offensively?
Yeah, sir, and I think you bring up a good point, and I think the run game becomes more important now because of what the quarterback situation is. And, sometimes it's not so much the yards, but it's just the attempts, and that you have the attempts. What does that mean? It means if you got 27, 30, 35 attempts, it means you're controlling the ball, and that's what they're going to have to do. This is going to be a boring offense with Matt Moore in there. That's just the way it is, because he can't do things athletically that Patrick Mahomes does. So, but I think he can do some things on time. I think he is, efficient when the game plan is simple, and I think Andy Reid will do his best to do that. But Andy's a smart guy, and he's not going to put Matt Moore in situations that he's going to expect too much of. So a lot of timed, a lot of slants, a lot of not deep outs, and maybe you strike with a deep post when you kind of got him, got the defense bunched up by the line, trying to crash the run. That's when you can hit a big play down the seam. But I think it's going to be kind of more meat and potatoes with Matt Moore. But that's what it is. And Andy Reid is not going to be an idiot and call plays that are just not in Matt Moore's wheelhouse.
People were putting the Chiefs all the way down at number 12 in their power polls. Again, it doesn't matter, right? Because power polls aren't what gets you into the playoffs. But I think that was a bit of an overreaction off the last couple of games. Where do you think they rank in the NFL amongst the best teams that are out there?
Well, I put them in my power poll. I think I had them 9th, 10th. I'll check.
Oh, you're such a clown. Such a clown.
Why? Why? Why?
Well, the big red floppy shoes you wear and the red rubber nose you insist upon putting on your face all the time. That's one of the reasons why I think you're a clown. The other one, though, is putting the Chiefs down at number 9.
Let me see. Would you shut up? Just let me see. You know what? I do this thing. I got to look on a different computer because I don't email it to myself. I do it for the
must be nice to have so many computers sitting around you, Bob.
Well, I have an iPhone and I have a computer like everybody else in America. No,
okay, it sounds like multiple.
Not everybody else in America,
anyway.
But just I'll find it. Talk about something else. I'll find it.
Just your
clownship. Power. You called me a clown. You freak.
Yes.
Post week 6, I had the Chiefs 7, number 7.
All right, well, I rescind my clown statement. That's
so
okay.
So kiss my grits.
Who's 1 through 6?
Okay. We have Patriots.
Well, see, I can't even take you serious. Yeah, I mean, right there, we're already off to a bad start. What is that all about?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I picked a 6-0 team. Look, I know there, issues, but look at them. Look at here, Patriots. Number one.
Such a stooge Aints, for Belichick.
Aints number two.
Okay.
Niners number three. Could have gone Niners two. Seahawks number four. Packers five. Texans six. The Chiefs seven. Vikings eight. Lions nine. Eagles 10. What's wrong with that?
Having beaten the Steelers, Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Redskins, and Giants, do we really know what the Patriots are yet?
That is a fair question, Seren. And I don't know that we know whether they're going to be this elite Super Bowl championship team or not. And I will say this. They're still trying to find themselves. And that sounds kind of weird for – think about that. The defending Super Bowl champions who have been to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row are 6-0, and like, you know, they got some issues going on. And they do, like, I'm telling you, there's a lot of gnashing of teeth up in New England because their receiving situation is very much in flux. Philip Dorsett should be back this week from injury. Julian Edelman is obviously, you know, a big-time guy, and he's been there pretty much the whole way. But, you know, they don't have Antonio Brown. They don't have that kind of home run hitter on the receiving end, and they don't have Rob Gronkowski, and they're getting nothing out of the tight end position. The left side of their line is in a state of flux. Their left tackle is Marshall Newhouse. Marshall Newhouse is a 31-year-old guy who has been with, I believe, 9 teams. So that's who's protecting Tom Brady's blind side. There are legitimate issues. They lost their starting center, David Andrews, to a blood clot in his lung. He's out for the year. They are doing some mixing and matching on the offensive line. Thankfully for the Patriots, they got the best offensive line coach in the history of the NFL in Dante Scarnecchia. He's a magician. And especially, just look at this team. And this, you know, they're 6-0 and scoring a lot of points. But there are some issues there. Let's see if – I want to see what happens when the Jets – who absolutely need this game, you know, 1-4, they're not going to the playoffs, but if they can inject some life into their season by keeping it close or beating the Patriots at home on a Monday night. I don't think they do it, but, you know, if their defense shows up and puts a little pressure up on Brady up the middle, like we were talking about before, maybe it makes it interesting. But, I know. What are the Patriots? But, do you anoint the Saints ahead of them? No, not without Alvin Kamara and Teddy Bridgewater. They've done a remarkable job, and Sean Payton right now is probably the coach of the year for what
Bob,
he's done without what? What?
No, I'm sorry. We got that little half-second delay thing, so I thought you were done. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, okay. So, you know, the 49ers are the other alternative. I think they have done a terrific job, and I think their defense looks like it is – the real deal, and Jimmy Garoppolo has settled down the quarterback position, and this is the most improved team in the league this year.
All right, Bob, to answer your question about, like, what are you going to do? You say, what are you going to do? You're going to put the Saints in front? You're going to do this? I mean, what you're going to do is you don't do a power pull, and then you just crap on everybody who does because you have nothing that they can come back at you with. I know that from being a regular AP voter. For the college basketball back in the day and college football recently, that's what you do. I mean, that's what everyone does to me. They just crap on everything I do while doing nothing themselves. So I that's what I will do with you, if that's okay.
Seren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate you.
And on that wonderful note, we'll take a break. Come back more with the hate-filled Bob Glauber. We'll talk about some of the other things going on outside of Kansas City in the NFL. That's coming up next. We are on the road as we are here at the Price Chopper, northeast corner of North Oak Trafficway and Berry Road. It's the Jim Beam Bourbon Tour. You can taste the flavors of Jim Beam. I'm going to give the vanilla a try. It got the thumbs up by one of our good friends of the program come in here. Stock up for the weekend, Jim Beam. They've even got the Jim Beam Stadium bags that you can take home your purchase with. It's perfect for going into the Chiefs game. Got to have that clear plastic bag. That's what they got right here. It's all part of the Jim Beam Bourbon Tour. Stock up on all the wonderful flavors of Jim Beam. Honey, vanilla, red stag, the black extra age, peach, apple, Jim Beam Fire. Come on down here and sample these wonderful bourbons. We're at Price Chopper, 500 Northeast Berry Road.
A new way to end your day. The program. Now from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. 2-minute drill coming up in our next hour. Jim Beam samples going in you right now. If you come in here to Price Chopper, 500 Northeast Berry Road, the Jim Beam Bourbon Tour is rolling along. The Jim Beam girls will be happy to give you a sample of all the wonderful flavors of Jim Beam. I know I love the apple. I'm going to give the vanilla a try. You can come check it out. The honey, I want to try the honey as well. Those are two flavors that I have not tried yet that I will be sampling. You can come on out and take advantage of it. Number one bourbon in the world. You can get it at the Chiefs game at the Jim Beam Stillhouse Bar right next to the Hall of Fame. We're talking Chiefs football with Bob Glauber, our NFL insider. All right, Bob, real quick through a couple of different topics that are going on around the league outside. What do you make of the Jalen Ramsey and Marcus Peters trades? Well, maybe we lost Bob.
Can you
okay,
hear me?
I'm being told. Yeah, I can now. What do you
can
make
you
of those
me?
Trades?
Can you hear me? All right. Well, it was clear that the Rams, you know, had that swap in mind where they, you know, they trade Peters first and then get Ramsey. I think that's a king's ransom for a cornerback for a team like that. But they're looking, I think they're looking beyond just this year. This is going to be a tough year for the Rams. They just don't have it going to keep Tlaib hurt. So I think they do fill a void there. But I don't know, man. There's going to be a five-year period where they will not have had a first-round draft pick, and that's a lot. For a franchise, the Rams are clearly going for it longer term. You know, they're going into a new stadium. They got to keep the buzz going. So I get it, I guess. But that's a lot. I mean, two first-round picks and a fourth. That's a lot for one player.
Well, and Jared Goff is starting to look like the old Jared Goff. I mean, since that big shootout with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, he's been very pedestrian.
He has been pedestrian, and he has been found out. And here's the secret that Jared Goff had used. And this is why Todd Gurley's descent has really hurt him. Jared Goff is a play-action passer, period. He is at his best. I remember talking to Belichick at the Super Bowl last year, and I had asked him about the Rams and their offense, and he himself mentioned, there's still a lot of play-action. And he mentioned play-action, and I thought it was kind of revealing that he knew. And they had no play-action passing game in the Super Bowl, and they've really been challenged since. And that's a big, big problem, especially for a quarterback they invested a ton of money in.
All right, Bob, let's go real quick. Kansas Lottery Final Four, you got a chance. Loyalty players do to win one of two promotional giveaways to watch the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Second chance drawings they are. Visit kslottery.com for more details. We got to go quick, Bob, so here we go. What is your favorite Jim Beam flavor? Which one would you go with out of the vanilla, the honey, the red stag, the extra aged peach, apple? What are you going with?
I got peach, my man.
Yep. All right. You're kind of a peachy guy. What's the most shots you've had in one night?
Tops is probably four. I'm embarrassing, but it's probably four.
Yeah. Classic. Do you have your red clown shoes on?
No, I have black shoes on right now. But thank you.
And are you going to dress up for Halloween this year?
No, I will not dress up for Halloween this year. I'll be working on Halloween this year, so I never dress up for Halloween. How about you?
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Show. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, on this date in 1977, Reggie Jackson became the second player to hit three home runs in a World Series game. Two have done it since. Name either one. Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.